Amen. Amen. I want to share with you this morning from Romans chapter 6, verses 3 through 5, so that way we have a little bit of an understanding and a context as to why we're celebrating Resurrection Sunday with baptisms. Paul writes, "Know ye not that so many of us, as were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection." This is the word of God. There's two great proofs of the resurrection. Two great proofs of the resurrection in this world. Number two is this book and this testimony in the book. The Bible has never been proven wrong. The Bible is batting 1,000, and this Bible tells us, the Word of God, that Christ rose from the grave. Paul takes it a step farther in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and tells us and gives us all the details of a historically accurate event. He says it was eyewitnesses of many saw him raised from the dead, and that he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures, that it was proclaimed and it was fulfilled. You cannot deny the truth of this day because of the truth of the book. It tells us that today was a historical day, a life-saving day that had happened. But folks, today is not just a historical day in Christianity. But today is also a personal day in Christianity. You see, the resurrection wasn't just a historical event. But for you who have put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, it's also a personal event. And that leads us to the number one proof of the resurrection. It's not just the accuracy of the Word of God, the testimony of the Word of God, but it's your testimony of how Jesus changed your life. You see, ladies and gentlemen, when the disciples encountered the risen Savior, their lives were changed. They went from fearful men hiding, facing or fearful of death, to now going out and proclaiming with joy and boldness to all the world that Jesus is alive. The resurrected Savior changed those men and women that day. In fact, we know that even the author of the text that we look at today, when he met the resurrected Savior on the road to Damascus, that his life was changed. He went from as we saw him, Saul, to as we know him, Paul. It's the equivalent of meeting the resurrected Savior and a man such as Osama bin Laden turning into a Christ-following believer, a Christian. His life was radically changed. He went from killing Christians to saving Christians. His life was changed because he encountered the resurrected Savior. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're here this morning and you're saved, if you're here this morning and you've put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, your testimony is law as well as what the Scriptures declare, that your life has never been the same because you met the resurrected Savior. That somewhere over the course of your life you recognized that you were a sinner. Somewhere over the course of your life you recognized that you could not save yourself. Somewhere over the course of your life, you recognized that you were bound for a sinner's hell and there was nothing you could do about it. Oh, but the resurrected Savior met you. When you cried out to God, his Son showed up and he offers you salvation through his finished work on the cross and rising from the grave. You see, your life changed because you met the resurrected Savior. And it's your changed life that is proof of the resurrection. You see, no one can argue your testimony. Amen? Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. And that's what Paul is talking about in these three verses that I read to you this morning. He's challenging the Roman church. You are not the same anymore. You cannot continue going on how you used to live. You are now saved. You are not a child of the world, but you are now a child of God. And he relates it to them in their baptism. He tells them in verse 3, "Know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death?" You see, baptism is symbolic of your salvation. It's you relating to Christ in his finished work. That same work that Christ did lives in you. He says that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death. You see, at some point, you realized that you were dead. You realized that you were dead in your sin. You see, Jesus took on the sins of the world on the cross, and he became death for us, the scriptures say. He goes on and he says, "Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death." Christ went into the grave carrying sin, the sins of the world, your sin, my sin. You then died to self. It says that Paul wrote in Galatians, "I am crucified with Christ." You crucified your old self. Your old self died, and you went down, as we're going to see in a little bit, into the water. You went down into the grave. But praise the Lord, Paul doesn't stop there, and it says that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Just as Christ came out of the grave, we come up out of the water, washed from our sin, and in newness of life, the old is gone, the new has come. Amen. Amen. And he finishes it up by saying, "For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death," amen, "then we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection." That's what today is all about. If we're going to celebrate Easter, if we're going to celebrate Christ's resurrection, we're also going to celebrate how the resurrection of Christ changed people's lives and resurrected us too. Because the same Spirit that rose Christ from the dead lives and breathes in you if you are a child of God. The only reason that you went from dead in sin to alive in Christ is that same Spirit that brought Christ out of the grave brought you out. Ain't no grave gonna hold this body down. Amen. Come on. Are you with me this morning, church? So we're gonna have some people come forward today, and they're gonna get in this pool, and just by the simple fact of them getting in this pool, they are saying, "I met the resurrected Savior. I believe that he died, he was buried, he rose again, that he is the Son of God." And then he's going to tell you why they're relating to him this morning, why they desire to relate publicly, to witness publicly of the death, burial, and resurrection that has happened in their life because of Jesus. They are not the same anymore. They're new. Amen? So if you have signed up for believers' baptism today, I invite you to come forward at this time. We've got 10 that signed up. 11 that signed up. Hey, there we go. I'll invite you guys to go right over here. We got some towels for you. If you forgot to bring a towel, Pastor Peter's going to come on in and join me in the water. Now we're going to go through these guys. But I want to put it out now because we do this every year. Maybe you've been praying about being baptized. Maybe you have professed faith in Jesus Christ, but you've never taken that next step in your discipleship walk and professed it publicly and identified with the life or the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. If you don't mind here leaving in wet clothes, I don't mind baptizing you this morning. Okay? It's supposed to be something that you do. And it can be a last-second decision. The Ethiopian eunuch in Acts chapter 8 said, well, right there's water. What hinders me from being baptized? If you feel the Spirit prompt you this morning, let me even open it up farther. Christian, maybe you've been baptized this morning, but you fell on some rocky times. You strayed away from Christ. Maybe you need to mark a new beginning today. You see, baptism can also be a fresh start. A fresh start in Jesus Christ. So as we go through these 10 who signed up and are going to come up here and give their testimony, after they're done, if the Lord has prompted you, we'll give an invitation. You're more than welcome to come. Amen? Amen. All right. Brooke, are you first? Come on up. Hi, Brooke. Brooke, I'm going to have to get up here so people can see you. Go ahead and tell everybody your name, even though I've already said it twice.
I'm Brooklyn.
And Brooklyn, why do you desire to be baptized today?
Because I started going to Big, and then I learned about God, and now I'm baptized.
Amen. I've got to give a testimony to Brooke. Brooke came to the baptism meeting. And after the baptism meeting was done, Brooke came to me with her mom. And she said, I'm not sure if I'm saved. I don't know. And so we went through all the requirements of salvation, and we prayed together. And boy, you talk about seeing the Holy Spirit move. When she got to the part where she said, I put my faith and trust in you alone, Jesus, tears started flowing from her eyes. You could see the weight of sin just gone. And the joy of the Spirit overcome her. And so we celebrate what the Lord is doing in you today. Amen? Amen.
So, you know, I kind of always kind of held out for thinking, you know, I'm covered, you know, but I thought, you know, I really miss not having made that decision as an adult. I mean, even though I did decide as an adult, to follow him, I still never had that baptism, that experience of being dead to my sins and rising in his resurrection. So, here I am.
Amen. Hello. Go ahead and state your name and why you desire to be baptized today.
My name's Karen Starr, and I would like to be baptized sort of similar to Jim. I was always a churchgoer, so I never made that decision as an adult. So today, here I am.
Amen.
Gospel, we baptize. Grace Church's own staff member, preschool director.
Hi, Caroline Wilson. So I've attended church since I was a child, but things really changed for me about 8 years ago when God brought our family to Faith and Fun. And we met this charismatic assistant to the director, and you might have heard her name before, her name's Terry. But she convinced us that Faith and Fun was the place for us. And over that time, I went from parent to teacher to director and then to a part of this Grace Church family. And it hasn't been easy, but you know what? God was with me through every challenge and everything that I had to face, and I came out stronger and stronger in my faith, and he was with me when I had good times, like making lasting friendships and meeting all these new preschoolers and developing a bond with them. And of course, for me, seeing our children grow in their faith, that has been so special to us. And I wouldn't be who I am today without God guiding my way. So God is so good.
Amen. And just in case you haven't noticed the t-shirt, it says, Jesus took naps, be like Jesus. Mark 4:38. Wonderful advice.
Caroline, on a profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and as a minister of God's holy word, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Blessed One.
New beginning.
Amen.
starting.
Amen. Faith, and you've never followed in believer's baptism, here's water. What hinders you?
Come if the Spirit prompts you. You're welcome to get in the pool. We got one that came. State your name.
Katie Herring.
And why do you desire to be baptized this morning?
I was baptized probably 2 years ago as an adult. But now coming to this church, and I've been in so many situations where I know God saved me. I know He kept me from dying in a car crash. He kept me from hurting myself. I mean, so many things. And so now with this, I want him to know that from now on, no matter what, I'm looking to him for all my answers. There's no, whether there's nothing else anymore.
Amen. Amen. Stand right up here. State your name.
Kayla Fromm.
Kayla Fromm. And Kayla, why do you desire to be baptized today?
I want God to know that I love him and that I trust him in anything I do.
Amen. Amen. Into our final song, but we'll stop it again if we need to. Continue to allow the Holy Spirit move and work as we get ready to sing our final song again. Second verse, I believe, right? Won't you love Holy Spirit interruptions? It's all good. Why do you desire to be baptized today?
Because I did it when I was 6, but I don't really remember it. And I want him to know that I believe in him.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
before we head into the final verse, because we do have one more verse, don't we? We do. Hey, this is working perfectly. I just wanted to show everybody. So if you got baptized today, we have two things we're giving to you. We have a certificate for you that has your name on it, reminding you of today, the decision you made, and the experience that you've had. We also give out these. These are wonderful. You hang these from the shower head in your shower. And it says, Lord, as I enter the water to bathe, I remember my baptism. Wash me in your grace, fill me with your spirit, and renew my soul. I pray that I might live as your child today and honor you in all that I do. So it's a reminder every single day when you cleanse yourself. Some of you boys over there, every day when you cleanse yourself, right? You get reminded of your baptism. Amen. Let's go ahead and sing our last verse. And sensitive to the Holy Spirit than I've ever seen before. They want the real thing. They're looking for the real faith. They're looking for the resurrected Savior. And when they find him, they hold on tight and they commit to it.
So praise the Lord for what the Lord is doing amongst the next generation. Amen? And for who he is raising up for such a time as this. They are going to have a powerful witness and a powerful testimony for the years to come. Well, if we don't have any more, I'm going to ask Pastor Peter to close us in a word of prayer. I want to wish you all a happy Resurrection Sunday. The Lord is risen. The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Amen. Pastor Peter, will you pray us out today? Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, "Now where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Freedom from sin. Freedom from punishment. Freedom from a judgment of death. Behold, the Lord says, I do a new thing. I make all things new." Father, we thank you today for having the opportunity, Lord, as those who trust in you, that you have indeed made all things new for us, and you continue to do that day by day. Do not let us live in the past. Do not let sin creep up on us and convince us of something different. Because, Lord, you have given us your Holy Spirit. Grant that your people may live in peace, in confidence, and in holy trust that you who began a good work in us will bring it to completion. To the glory of your name, we ask it and thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Everyone said,
amen.
Let's shout it. Amen.